Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Title: A Holiday in Harlem. A mail carrier puts a gift wrapped package in his satchel with a smile. Text: Olivia Washington. Will Adams.
Streets covered white with snow.
Sparse flakes of snow fall on the man as he walks down the residential street past another man who smiles at him. Text: Jill Knox, John Earl Jelks, Opal Adams, Layla Capers, and Tina Lifford. Casting by Penny Puri, Tracy Kolpatrick. CSA original music and score by Stanley A. Smith. Editor Rob Palatino. A woman hands letter to the mail carrier, then waves as he walks away. Text: Production designer Jeremiah Sally. Costume designer Lorraine Coppin. He walks past a Dizzy Gillespie engraved memorial stone. Text: Makeup and hair designer Amber Robinson. Director of photography Brandon James Maxim. Line producer Molly M.A.O. Co-producer Francis J. Cussler. Producers Dustin Recurt, Colin Tays. Produced by Jason Sally, Andrew Jernhart. Executive producers Michael R. Goldstein, Alexander Kuskas, Charles Murray. Story by Monique N. Matthews. Teleplay by Monique N. Matthews and Christopher Say. Directed by Keith Powell. The mail carrier smiles and waves at a pedestrian. He does the same to everyone he passes, then walks upstairs to a house with ornate Christmas decor. The door opens and a woman smiles.
Happy holidays, Eric. I am just headed out. You can put everything through the slot.
I'm glad I ran into you. I actually need the signature for this.
Oh, okay. So who's this one from?
The Great American Food Company.
My granddaughter.
She's in the food business?
No, but it's the same every year. No note, no card, just fruit in a box.
My wife loves food baskets.
Well, then you keep it. It'll only collect clutter here.
Yeah, I'm Miss Green. I can't. This is against company policies.
She sighs with a grin.
Well, then I decline it.
He shakes head.
Merry Christmas, Eric.
She grins and walks down her steps as she holds onto the rail.
Hey, y'all.
Eric walks down the stairs and continues along his mail route.
Morning, Paul.
Aerial shot of New York City. Massive Christmas tree.
I am so glad we got to see each other in person. What brings you to New York anyway?
I'm on my way to the Virgin Islands for a little me time. My flight leaves later today.
A well-earned vacation. You did an excellent job in London. Everyone is thrilled with the new initiatives. They feel like the company is finally heading in the right direction.
Well, that's what happens when you let the eyes have it. Identify the problem, implement changes as needed to improve and strengthen for maximum effectiveness. So what's my next assignment?
I have some ideas.
Is it that French cookware company? Please tell me I get to spend the winter in Paris. It is the most beautiful and most romantic during that time of year.
Well, that's one option. But you've done such great work all over the world for almost 5 years. We were thinking of another position. One that would keep you here.
Grins.
What is it?
How does Vice President for North America sound?
Fantastic.
Furrows brows.
In theory.
Okay, talk to me. I thought you'd be thrilled.
Don't get me wrong, right? Because I appreciate the recognition. It's just, I can't see myself in New York right now.
But isn't your whole family here?
Harlem. Yeah.
Both nod.
Oh, no, look, I love my family. I really, really love my family. It's just complicated.
Tilts her head.
Is that why you're flying to the Caribbean for Christmas instead of just taking the A-train home?
No. You know what? I'm not gonna feel guilty about this, because my dad's out of town, my mom is on a trip with her friends, and I've already sent everyone their presents. In fact, my grandmother, Mama Bell's gift, should be arriving now.
She checks her phone. Text: Mail carrier update. Delivery unsuccessful.
I'm sorry, what?
Package declined by recipient Isabel Green.
Just a minute.
She stands from the table and makes a phone call. Outside Jackson Hardware.
I hate to break it to you, but my arms can't take much more of this.
Is that what you said to your drill sergeant, Caleb?
In the Navy, we call them RDCs, recruit division commanders, and trust me, they have nothing on you.
Okay.
Is everything okay?
Everything's lovely. Let's go with white lights.
No, I mean, is someone trying to get a hold of you?
Oh, I didn't notice. On second thought, let's keep the colored lights.
The woman who declined fruit basket answers phone.
Hello?
Mama Belle?
Is everything all right?
Everything is fine, dear.
How are you?
I sent you a gift.
That's nice.
Well, I just got a notice from the post office that said you declined the package.
Well, that's right, Jasmine. I did not accept your package. I'm pretty sure that you know why.
Presents over presents.
I do not want any more dried fruit baskets. I want to see you.
I want to see you too, but you know how much I travel for work, and I just got back from London, and I'm trying to...
Back? What do you mean back? Are you in New York?
Her eyes wide.
Yes, but, I'm only here for a few hours. I'm catching another flight.
Today is the first day of Christmas Jamboree. You are in New York, and you weren't planning on coming home?
Of course I was, Mama Belle, of course.
I was actually about to... get on the train and
come surprise you, but so much for that.
Great.
I am leading Yuletide yoga at
the Y at 11.
Yoga.
Yuletide
yoga, so wear something festive.
I can't wait to see you, baby girl.
Bye.
She hangs up. Her friend approaches.
What exactly is going on?
Christmas Jamboree. Think 12 days of Christmas streamlined into 7 with family, music, cultural events all under a red and green rainbow. Today's day one.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, sounds like a headache I don't need before my flight leaves tonight.
She smirks.
So, that was Jasmine.
It was.
How's she doing?
She's fine, restless.
That's how she's always been.
She just needs a reason to stand still.
Yeah. Nobody can get Jasmine to stand still.
I don't know. I have a few ideas.
Boy and girl enter the hardware store.
Caleb!
What's up?
They embrace him.
Well, now, can Mama Belle get some of that hug?
Hugs kids.
Hello.
Pregnant woman enters.
Did my brother actually hang Christmas lights?
He has been so helpful with Jamboree this year that I promised I would come and help him decorate.
More like insisted.
Well, it's a start, but I think we need a tree, yeah? You know what? Why don't I pick up a tree later and maybe we can all decorate it?
Love that. And now I have to go get dressed for Yuletide yoga. See everyone tonight.
Bye.
See you later.
Caleb, thank you so much. I know the last thing these guys want to do is spend an hour in the doctor's office. Kwame is waiting in the car. I'm out.
Good luck.
Thank you.
She leaves the hardware shop. Caleb runs down an aisle and the kids follow. A train travels through the city. Cars pass under a green bridge. Street art reads I Heart Harlem. Mama Belle's granddaughter shuffles down staircase of the subway with red suitcase. She pauses, sighs and adjusts her black and white plaid scarf. She approaches a man with a Christmas clothing and decor booth.
Wear something festive. Hi.
He raises brows and smiles at her. She walks away with an elf costume shirt beneath her white trench coat and a red Christmas-themed headband atop her head with two small Christmas trees like ears. She looks in the window of the hardware store. The lights are off and it appears to be closed.
I'm gonna stand right here and cover up your eyes. Count to 10.
One, two.
Come on now, can I hear you?
3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, let me know when you find your present.
From outside, she waves at the children. She points to the gift and they find it immediately.
Uncle Caleb, we found it.
Hold up. How did you find it so fast?
She told me.
She waves at Caleb, then enters.
You know her?
Yeah, this is Mama Belle's granddaughter.
Hi.
Hey, this is Jasmine Carter. We grew up together.
We're actually best friends.
I guess we were.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine, these are Katrina's kids. This is Eli, and this is Jay.
Hey, nice to meet you too.
Same.
Hey, will you both go grab a couple of the drinks? I'll be right up there.
Thank you.
Bye.
The kids walk away.
So, when'd you get back?
A couple of years ago. Once deployment was over, home was the only place I wanted to be.
She nods.
You look good.
Yeah, so do you. Now someone's in the Christmas spirit, I see.
Yeah. I am actually on my way to Yuletide Yoga.
Okay.
And then I catch a flight.
Right. All right. Well, safe travels. Wherever you're headed.
She smirks.
Thanks. And hey, it's really good to see you.
You too.
Take care.
Likewise.
She leaves.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
She lingers in the doorway, glances back at him with a smile, then leaves the hardware store. A large YMCA sign on the side of a brick building. She enters with luggage. She takes off her coat and slings it over her shoulder, then pauses and approaches door.
All right, everyone. Just warm up a little bit more, and then we're going to get started very shortly.
Mama Belle sees her in the window. They both smile at each other, and Mama Belle opens the door.
Oh, baby girl.
I'm Belle.
Oh, everyone, I am pleased to say that my beautiful granddaughter has stopped globetrotting long enough to attend today's class.
She waves.
And all it took was sending back a package.
Wait, is that someone she's always showing pictures of?
Geneva, Tokyo, you name it. So put your things down there. That's your mat. And we're going to get started.
But Mama, I have to warn you. I haven't done a lot of yoga.
It's okay. Today is the perfect time for you to start to bring a little balance into your life. All right, everyone, down on your mats. Cross-legged in whatever comfortable position you have. And you're going to stack your spine, soften your shoulders, close your eyes, go into prayer pose, hands together. And as you take a few measured breaths, just remember that yoga means union and balance. It's the opportunity to bring all things into alignment. Take that last breath, come to standing, and we're going to go into dancer's pose. You know what that is. I'll come around and help you. It's not Prancer, Comet, Cupid, or Blitzen, but dancer's pose. Okay, baby, bring that left leg heel to your buttock. You're gonna grab your left ankle and bring it towards your
She and Mama Belle fall over. Later, a nurse wheels Mama Belle out in a wheelchair.
Are you okay?
I'm all right.
What did the doctor say?
Torn Achilles, have to stay off of it for about 6 weeks.
Okay, well, what do you need me to do?
Call Caleb and tell him that we're on our way.
On our way? On our way where?
To the street lighting ceremony, the official kickoff of Jamboree. It starts at 6 o'clock and I can't be late.
Mama, stop. Maybe you should skip it and you should just rest.
I have not missed street lighting in 50 years and I'm not about to start tonight.
Resting would be best. Right.
Caleb enters.
Oh, Caleb. Thank goodness, baby.
Word travels fast, especially when it's about Mama Belle.
You okay?
I'm fine. I want you all to stop asking me that. I have a jamboree to plan.
Are you coming or are you going to the airport?
Yes! Hold on!
Jasmine runs back to grab her things.
I need her coat. Jacket. Bag.
Outside, Mama Belle hands her red purse to Jasmine.
I hate to ask the obvious, Mama, but now that you're on the injured reserve list, who's going to take over the jamboree? It's a lot of setup at a lot of different locations.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I can go anywhere.
They approach her steps with a wheelchair. Mama Belle's eyes widen. Caleb shakes his head.
Hey, Mama. So sorry. I feel horrible about all this.
I told you, it's all right.
You can't even walk up the stairs by yourself.
Don't you have a flight to catch?
Caleb hands her microphone.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I'm so grateful for all of your kind thoughts. You know, Christmas Jamboree is special to this community. It has been our holiday institution for many years. But this year...
Caleb raises brows.
Honestly, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off. Like, this injury I'm just not sure if I'll be able to pull all the pieces together in time.
But.
She takes microphone.
You don't have to worry about that, because I am staying to help. I will be chairing this year's Christmas Jamboree.
The crowd smile, nod and applaud. Mama Belle takes back microphone.
One moment, please.
Jasmine, you don't know the first thing about Jamboree. You haven't been to one in years.
Doesn't matter. This is what I do. I'm a fixer. I go into companies that are usually in a free fall, and I fix them.
That sounds great for the corporate world. But what exactly does it have to do with Christmas Jamboree? What are you doing?
I am canceling my flight.
Okay.
It's done.
You want to help? You do it with Caleb. You might have organizational savvy, but he knows the heartbeat of this community. So, you two are now co-chairs of this year's Christmas Jamboree. Work it out together. Well, everybody. So, we might be down, but we are not out. We will have a great Christmas Jamboree. Because we always do, right? Okay, so let's turn on the lights. Okay, Caleb?
Hands her a switch.
Ready? One, two, three, lights!
The lights read Merry Christmas between the second and third floors of the apartments.
Just great.
Caleb smiles at Jasmine.
Just a little bit further.
You know, when you said s'mores, I didn't realize that meant hiking through rocky terrain with a blindfold.
It's s'mores Nantucket style.
Oh.
At least you're wearing better shoes this time. You trust me, don't you?
Is that a trick question?
Okay, stop.
Where?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Breathe that in.
Nantucket Lighthouse.
You said it was a special spot for your mom.
Thank you. So where is this fire pit for the s'mores?
Right there.
You are lucky I was a Boy Scout.
Nantucket Noel, Friday at 8, all new. Part of Countdown to Christmas, only on Hallmark.
Outside Mama Belle's apartment.
Just one second, let me get this off. Here. Maybe you can settle in.
Large tree.
Whoa. Mama Belle's at Christmas. This brings back a lot of memories.
Good ones, I hope.
Yeah, mostly.
Why mostly?
Well, this was the neutral zone, remember?
Yes, it was.
She nods.
Neutral zone.
After Mom and Dad got divorced, it's where they decided to drop me off and pick me up so they wouldn't have to see each other.
I always tried to make this a safe place for you, to always feel comfortable and loved.
You did. Mama always.
Hands on her hips. A nativity scene.
Oh. I remember him.
Little drummer boy.
I used to play with this all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that you broke off the drums because you wanted to see if they still made sound?
Yes. I remember who dared me to do it.
Caleb?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
He nods.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Well, at least you fixed it.
Wait, you fixed this?
Yes, he did. Along with this old table.
This is the same table. But what happened to all the scratches and the nicks?
And the marks from you coloring with those awful permanent markers that I always told you not to use?
I refinished it.
She shakes head.
I'm impressed.
Nah, it was all already there, solid. Rich wood, just needed a little TLC to bring it back to what it used to be.
He's being modest. He's very talented.
And very tired. I should go.
Oh, Caleb. Oh, would you please move me into the kitchen? I think I want to make myself some cocoa.
Oh, no, 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 you sit. I'm going to make the cocoa.
No, I can make my own cocoa. Thank you very much. What you can do is bring me my phone so that I can call your mother and tell her what happened.
Wait, I thought she was out of town.
She came back tonight just in time because I drew her name as my Secret Santa. And now that you're here, you're going to have to draw your name for Secret Santa, too.
Okay.
Please, Caleb.
Oh.
Caleb wheels her through arched entryway. Jasmine walks past a wall-hanging quilt, then past the refinished dining table. She travels down the striped hardwood floor toward the large Christmas tree. She holds the drummer boy in her hands and rubs her fingers across the toy. Caleb walks over to her and stands near the tree.
Night.
He walks past and she winces slightly, then rubs her temple.
So we should link up about the jamboree soon?
Yes. First thing tomorrow morning, let's have a meeting. Should anybody else be there?
About half a dozen people help run the different events.
Okay. And can you make me an admin on the project site? I like to have access to all the different event planners, contacts, and subfolders.
Yeah, no. That's not our optimal way to communicate.
Tell me you have a virtual workspace operational.
Believe it or not, our pre-existing system has been working for us.
Caleb, I need a centralized way of getting in contact with everyone.
Adding you to the group text right now.
Okay, I'm just saying things can get clunky with a back and forth correspondent.
And I'm just saying you may be way overthinking this.
Point taken. I can work with the group text. Got it.
Cool. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey,
He turns back.
It's nice to know that mom is in good hands.
Appreciate that. But everyone helps out around here. This block is a family.
He smiles at Jasmine, then leaves. Jasmine, eyes wide, frowns slightly. She brings a glass of water to Mama Bao, who sits up in bed with nightstand lamp on.
Hey. That's smart.
Thank you, baby. I'm glad you're here.
Jasmine grins.
Hey, where's all this stuff for Jamboree? I want to take a look at the schedule of events, see what needs to be done.
Oh, it's in my office. But don't move anything. I have a system.
Okay.
Jasmine flicks on a light switch in a cluttered office. She looks around.
Uh-huh. A system, huh?
She opens her mouth. In the morning, Jasmine uses laptop at kitchen bar.
Jasmine Thomas Carter!
She runs down a hallway as Mama Bao walks through organized office. She glares at Jasmine.
What in the name of St. Nicholas have you done?
I cleaned up. And Mama, where's your wheelchair?
I don't need it. What about my system?
I made a better one.
A better one? Where are all my post-its?
Tell me what you need, okay? And please, sit.
I need Mickey Sumner. I have to call him about the Winter Wonderland Fashion Bash along with Lynch.
Okay, check your phone.
I didn't put it in there. That's why I need my post-it notes.
Just look.
Mama Bao looks at her phone, eyes wide.
It's there. How did you do that?
I use your desktop and enter your contacts and sync them to your schedule. There's even a reminder to...
call Mickey about the fashion bash. And remember to include Lynn.
Her smile fades.
Okay. We're going to see how this goes.
Okay.
But just so that you know, I love my post-it notes.
Jasmine nods.
I know.
Hello? Is anybody home?
Sit right there. You don't need to be moving, okay?
Tell me where my notes are.
Bottom shelf. Basket.
In hot pink sweater, Jasmine turns and walks down hallway. Mama Bao grabs basket filled with post-it notes.
Ah, here's my little jet setter.
Hi, Mom.
They embrace.
Oh, are you sure you're getting enough rest? You know, we all need 8 hours of sleep, including those who just journey across all those different time zones.
Yes, Mother.
Maybe you should think about settling down.
Mother.
I'm glad to have you home for the holidays. You know, especially after Mama Belle's unexpected injury.
I know.
I am fine.
Oh, you look fine.
Baby.
You look good.
Yeah. It's just a little thing.
Oh, good. Well, why don't we all sit down? You know, love, catch up. I have a lot to tell you about. I just came back from New Orleans with my very special friend.
She grins.
Actually, I am about to go run to a meeting for Jamboree.
The Christmas Jamboree?
Yes. Jasmine was kind enough to step in while I'm mildly incapacitated.
Oh, so that means you're going to be around for a little while.
Yep, a whole week. Plenty of time to catch up.
Did you call your dad?
No, not recently. Why? Isn't he out of town?
He's back.
All right, when I get a minute. Love you guys.
Love you too, honey.
Bye.
Bye, bye.
She leaves.
And she's off.
Jasmine shuts the door behind her. She wears a pink, cream and navy plaid coat. She sighs, shakes her head, removes her straightened hair from her face and walks down the stairs. Hardware store.
Thank you everyone for coming. If you don't know me, I am Jasmine Carter, Mama Belle's granddaughter.
Think she means assailant?
Nice. So, I know I haven't been home for a while, and I'm excited to be working with you all on Jamboree and get better acquainted.
Better late than never, I guess.
Okay, so let's go over the schedule of events for the remaining 6 days. First, we have the basketball snow jam, then the bake-off, then we have the art exhibit, poetry slam, fashion bash, and lastly, the Christmas Eve dinner.
Baby, we all know the schedule.
Right. But I'm here to streamline the workload, to implement changes as needed, to improve and strengthen for maximum effectiveness.
Implement the strengthening? What's that supposed to mean?
What's this?
This is an org chart.
What's that for?
Well, if you just look at the chart and find your name, you'll see where you're needed.
Well, I don't know the first thing about poetry slams.
But you're in charge of the fashion bash.
I am.
Which means you have an eye for aesthetics.
I do.
So why not bring that je ne sais quoi to the poetry slam?
I will not.
Caleb looks down.
Arthur, Alvin, you are an athlete. So Caleb and I can use your help for the snow jam. And Miss Arlene, you are the life of the party. So why not consider using your efforts in more than one event?
The holiday bake-off is my thing every year. I know my way around the kitchen.
Yes, she does.
She knows.
Okay, then. So instead of just cooking at the bake-off, why not provide snacks and charcuterie to all of the events? Everybody loves a pass plate.
Caleb raises his hand.
Jasmine, as co-chairs, maybe you and I can have a meeting in the boardroom. Come on.
They leave.
What are you doing?
I'm team building.
The team's built, and they have a pretty clear idea of what they want.
Okay, but if they just look at my chart, they see that my way is more efficient.
Yeah, they've been doing Jamboree for years, Jasmine. And besides, this group can get routed by too much change too quickly.
Okay, then what is my purpose here?
Be supportive, help with emergencies that come up, and lend an extra hand at each event. I don't know. Don't try to fix something that isn't broken. Hey, just trust me on this.
She turns off light.
Meeting adjourned.
They leave the tiny closet.
Okay, so I might have overthought a few things. So how about we just table that chart and you guys just keep doing what you know how to do.
Mama Belle removes dish from oven.
Hey, Mama Belle.
Oh, Jazz. Hey, would you like to help me with these?
Oh, yes. And I'm just in time for icing too. Okay.
All right.
Shakes head.
Yes.
So, how was Jamboree?
Okay.
Washes her hands.
For the most part.
Towel dries them and shakes.
Working with Caleb is fine. I don't know. There's just a lot about the way things are that I don't remember.
She nods.
Do me a favor. Go over it. Look under the tree and grab the gold bag.
The gold bag?
The one and only.
Secret Santa. You know, I used to think you fixed this.
How do you mean?
Like you would give everyone the person you think they should have so that you would think about them and appreciate them more, right, when it mattered most? Like when I picked Mom and her and I were fighting about what college I should go to. It It really, really helped us make up over the holidays.
She laughs.
Well, next thing, you'll credit me for wishes made on a Christmas star. It's above my pay grade, baby girl, but it's nice to know you think something so grand of me. So go ahead, pick one.
She reaches into gold bag with beaded trim. Mama Belle's eyes widen.
Who'd you get?
It's a secret.
She grins and shuts the bag tight.
All right, let's do this.
Garland and wreaths around the exterior of the YMCA. Inside, Christmas Snow Jam Tournament sign. Text, shot your shot gift giveaway. Co-ed adults play basketball. Team Red versus Team Green. Audience members in chairs courtside applaud. A man throws basketball, but it doesn't go in the hoop.
Coach Armstrong, man, good to see you. How you doing?
All right.
Tilt's head.
Hold on. Is that my former point guard, Jazz? What the crossover? Oh, you are all grown up.
Hugs.
There you go.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, all is well. All is well. Man, your family must be happy you are home for the holidays.
Yes, they are.
That is good. Hey, listen, we'll catch up later, all right?
All right.
Caleb, I'll see you around.
All right, coach.
Walks away.
Hey, is she still coaching?
Coach?
Yeah.
No, she's a council member now.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Audience pump fists and grin. Coach Armstrong embraces a man in a blue sweater.
Daddy!
Hey!
Baby hey, girl. Daddy.
She runs over to him and embraces.
Oh, I've been meaning to call you, but...
Okay.
Mom told me that you were back in town.
Yeah, and I hear you're responsible for all of this.
Thank you.
Oh, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, but how did you hear that?
Your mom told me.
Since when are you guys talking all the time?
Listen, when you get some time, there's something I want to talk to you about.
There's this halftime thing I gotta take care of. Maybe later? Okay.
Walks away.
You ready to make your NC debut?
I'm ready.
Everyone applauds.
All right, so I need a line here of just the kids. I'm so sorry, adults, but just the kids, please line up here. So you take your shot and you receive a gift. Now take your time. Let's give them some noise. Let's do it. Come on. Oh, you're so close, but you still get a gift. Let's see it with the concentration. Can she make it?
She runs off stage and hands microphone to Caleb. Caleb's sister enters.
Katrina! In the flesh!
How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Mother of two.
Soon it'll be three.
Uh-oh. They are so beautiful.
They are. It is hectic, but it is beautiful.
But you look great.
You.
I'm look just... at you. Yeah.
Caleb and Jasmine tear down chairs.
I think that went well.
It did. You did a great job.
Thanks. Oh, kudos to you and your approach. I mean, everything went smoothly. Just like you said.
Well, then cheers to us both.
Both smile.
Think you handle a little one-on-one?
He grabs basketball.
Horse of 21.
You choose.
Uh-oh. Somebody's feeling confident.
I've been training in the off-season, Miss Crossover Dribble. You know, I used to watch all of your games from up there.
Okay, creep.
No, I'm not a creep. But for real, I had a little notebook, and I would record all your stats. I'd write them down.
And that's how you knew all my stats. You know, I never saw you, so I just figured you never came to my games.
Now you know my secret.
He smiles at her.
I love watching you play.
He raises brows.
Oh!
He dodges her. Sand makes a score.
Oh, bucket!
You got lucky.
I got lucky?
Yeah.
All right.
Watch out.
What you gonna do?
Back up.
Uh-huh. Oh.
She pushes him and makes a basket. cream-based trench coat with blue and red patterned dress, Jasmine leaves Mama Belle's house in the morning and walks down the snowy steps. Her curls bounce with every step she takes down the street past garlands and wreaths on neighbors' houses.
Hello?
She enters hardware shop.
Hey, Jazz.
Are you sure you should be on the ground like that working?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. My doctor cleared it. Plus, I have to stay busy. Kwame is a great father and husband, but he is on the road a lot.
Oh, my. I know I'm behind in terms of, like, being back and everything, but you and DJ Kwame? And I love his podcast, and every time he gives you a shout-out, my heart just melts. And you and Caleb are running the store.
Yeah, it's nice. And you know what? Caleb is so helpful with Jay and Eli.
So, where is he? I got to run some things by him for Jamboree.
He is at his place working on a project.
She squints.
What are you doing now? Come on.
Jasmine follows and puts Fox on the register counter.
Give any thought to sticking around post-Christmas?
Still getting used to the idea of being here for Christmas.
Mistletoe.
You know, in high school, Caleb used to carry mistletoe around in his pocket, hoping he'd find the perfect moment to tack it up so you guys could kiss.
No, he did not.
He did.
No, he did not.
He did. Every Christmas. He was never brave enough to bust it out, though.
Well, yeah, but that's because we're just friends.
Look, I married my best friend, and it is the smartest decision I ever made. Oh, yes, yes. Look at her. She is a beauty. What do you think?
I like it.
This is it.
I think this is it.
That's the one.
They decorate short, stout tree in front of register.
Hey, hey. Ooh, it is looking really good.
Caleb admires the tree.
I see you found the old box of Christmas stuff.
Yeah, it was right where Mom and Dad left it.
Oh, I miss them. Your parents are always so solid.
Yeah. Mom got sick first, and Dad gave everything he had to take care of her. And then he got sick. Luckily, Caleb had already moved home, so we took turns taking care of them together.
It is like memory lane in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What do we got here?
Oh, that's mine.
Oh, I think it's got some inside.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. Is this what I think it is?
No, it's not.
A poem. Okay, hold on.
But, yeah.
That Renaissance dude.
Uh-huh.
He's so smooth, never crash or late to class. We get A's, cause we built that way. The sky's the beginning, not just the limit. Merry Christmas, I'm your ace.
Oh.
We run NYC, this old place.
She snaps.
Now, if that isn't a masterpiece, I don't know what is.
Langston Hughes would be very proud.
Yeah, ace and place. I am a genius. Give me my box, please. Yeah,
you know that's from Miss Pettit's fifth grade class?
I do.
The Christmas Exchange.
Yes, I do. And we were supposed to write each other poems, but instead of a poem from you, I got a red starburst.
Well, then I guess I owe you a poem, ace.
I think you do.
He smiles. She checks her phone.
Oh, it's Kwame. I gotta go.
All right, you guys have fun.
Jasmine smiles as her friend leaves. She eyes Caleb, who raises his brows.
I can't believe you kept this.
You hungry?
Yeah. Start, actually.
Well, I know a great spot.
Okay.
I'm gonna grab my coat.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you are going to love this spot.
I'm gonna love it.
Mm?
Okay.
All right,
let's see.
I'm telling you, this is my spot.
Okay.
You're gonna love it. Tell me. Oh. Caleb! Sam.
Hey.
How are you?
I am great, man. Always good to see you.
Too.
It's this lovely lady.
Sam, meet Jasmine Carter.
Oh, wait a minute. Not the Jasmine Carter.
Mm-hmm.
The one who most graciously stepped in for Mama Belle in a time of need. Those the Christmas jamboree.
That's me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a pleasure to finally meet you, Jasmine. Yeah, I really got your coats. Yeah. Please follow me.
Okay.
Come on.
Jasmine and Caleb follow him to a table.
Miss Jasmine?
Thank you.
They sit down at table for two.
So, prepare yourselves for a most elegant meal, chef's choice, all on the house floor. All right?
Thank you.
All right, enjoy. Mm-hmm.
He walks away from the table. Jasmine smiles. Caleb winces.
Hope this is okay.
That's great. Is this a date? Kind of feels like a date.
Do you want it to be?
She looks away.
I'm leaving after Jamboree.
Right. And it's just two friends having dinner.
He looks down and takes a sip of water from a wine glass on the table. She looks down, then smiles as time passes.
Tell me, I know you was MVP, you know.
That was tough.
The restaurant is now completely empty.
I have a question. What happened to us? I always knew after high school that you'd go off to college and, you know, I was enlisting. You know, I never imagined that I wouldn't hear from you again. I mean, nothing. That is until a few days ago.
Okay. Caleb?
She raises brows.
I'm sorry. It wasn't intentional. I mean, obviously, I did it, but it wasn't because I didn't care. Everything was just so crazy in my life. My parents just...
She licks lip.
I just needed to move on. Find something of my own.
Fight or flight, huh?
I guess. No, I don't know. I didn't know how to... I didn't know how to keep some things while letting other things go. And honestly, I still struggle with that. Yeah, even now, when I'm done with a project, I rarely, if ever, keep in contact with anyone or anything attached to it.
Is it lonely, living like that?
She looks down with nod.
Sometimes. But no loose ends.
What if loose ends are the point?
All right, you two. How was everything?
Amazing.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. So, look, answer me this question. Was it good enough for Jamboree?
I think so.
Yeah, good. Why is it that my restaurant has yet to be chosen to, you know, serve Christmas Eve dinner?
Sam, now you know Mama Belle has a lottery to pick the restaurant every year.
Yeah, but I have yet to win. I don't know. Look, how do I even know it's fair, Caleb? I mean, maybe Mama Belle, maybe she just chooses her own favorite.
She'd never do that.
Yeah, well, I still think it should be a more democratic process. Yeah. Don't you?
I do, yes.
He raises brows and walks away. She smiles. Caleb shakes his head.
You better watch out for that guy.
Why? He seems nice.
He looks back and shakes head.
He's always got an agenda.
Blurry strings of Christmas lights come into focus as Jasmine and Caleb walk past.
Well, that was fun.
It was.
Well, next up, we got our final three events.
Mm-hmm.
The Poetry Slam,
yep.
The Fashion Bash, and lastly, and most important, the Christmas Eve dinner.
And then you could be on your merry way.
My merry way?
Your job. The one that keeps you in flight?
Right.
The two embrace each other at Mama Belle's doorstep.
I see you.
Yeah.
Jasmine shuffles upstairs and opens the door. Caleb waits until she is safely inside with the door shut, then he walks away. Christmas Poetry Slam sign on stage.
And may we never forget, in each exchange of merriment, that the greatest gifts we receive will never wrap neatly in a bow. Thank you.
People applaud the poem.
Thank you, bro.
Caleb on stage.
Good evening, everyone. Once again, thank you all for coming to this year's Christmas Poetry Slam. As a reminder, this year's theme is The Best Present. The title of my poem is In Honor of My Father's Grandfather Clock.
Jasmine watches.
Tick tock. Time stops, and the sun stands still. When I am allowed to touch your essence, see your truth, as determined as a little drummer boy with a percussion to mend.
He gazes at Jasmine, smiles and looks down, mouth open.
My humble hands are meant to help, sustain, and restore you however you need, evermore. Thank you.
She smiles and applauds.
And now on to our next poet.
He gestures as another man takes the microphone. Jasmine grins at him and they step into lobby.
So you're just gonna pop in on me right in the middle of my poem like this?
No, it's just... The Little Drummer Boy reference. That kind of hit close to home.
I'm glad. Timing is everything.
That was phenomenal, kid. Didn't know you was a poet.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Daddy.
Mm. Oh, Caleb, that was great. That was great.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Mom.
She hugs her mother, who smiles. Jasmine furrows brows.
Why are you here?
Well, we're here for the poetry slam.
Uh-huh. No, but why are you here together?
Well, we are together, Jazz.
I'm sorry, what?
And on that, I believe you all need some alone time.
Caleb leaves.
Yeah, we tried to tell you. You know, I came by Mama's to tell you about my trip and my very special friend.
And I came by the Snow Jam shootout to talk to you about it.
Okay. Okay. I'm not angry.
Mom furrows brows.
I'm surprised. And your timing, it's impeccable. One sec.
She answers phone.
Hello, Mama Bell? Yes. Okay. I'll be right there.
Is everything okay?
I don't know. But I'm gonna fix it.
Jasmine rushes off. Her mom and dad look at each other.
Yes, the restaurant has already been chosen. Well, I am sorry that you feel that way.
Jasmine enters the house. Mama Belle rolls her eyes and hangs up.
Hey, Mama. Is everything okay?
Something tells me you already know the answer to that question.
Does this have to do with Sam? He may have mentioned some concerns about Christmas Eve dinner.
Just some concerns? My phone has been ringing off the hook. Apparently, Sam feels that my lottery is undemocratic and is starting a rebellion on social media.
Oh, no.
But it gets better. Seems that all the restaurants in Harlem agree with him. Chefs have been calling left and right, trying to change how we have been doing things for years.
Goodness.
Sam also said that the new chair of the Christmas Jamboree agrees with him.
Well,
she winces.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mama Belle. I know how important this is to you.
Yeah, I know. But it looks like we have a few fires to put out.
No, this is on me. I'm going to take care of everything. I promise.
Brows raised, Jasmine turns and walks away. Mama Belle sighs as she stands with Kane in living room. Jasmine in a large king bed with fuzzy blanket. She picks up phone. Text, hey, just checking in. How's your morning cocktail? Jasmine punches the air and makes a phone call.
About that cocktail. Never made it.
You're still in Harlem for the holidays, so that must be nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice, really nice and amazing and actually nice. I'm just frustrated. I had to step in and chair this year's Jamboree and all of the things that make me really good at my job. They just aren't working here.
Not working yet. Give it some time. You'll figure it out with a little patience, because that's what you're good at. Seeing all sides of a problem, listening, and then making it work for everyone.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you, I needed to hear that.
Promise me one thing. When this is all settled, you and I will have another conversation about the New York promotion.
Shouldn't we give it some time?
Sure, we can do that.
The two women end the phone call. Jasmine tosses her phone on the bed with a smile. She wears a colorful polka dot satin scarf on her head. Jasmine descends stairs.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, do you know if Mom is still mad?
No, but I wouldn't call her happy either.
I'm gonna change that.
Jazz, about me and your dad, I am so sorry we surprised you last night. We did not mean to upset you, especially during the holidays.
It's okay. I'm kind of used to it. Going back and forth between you and Dad's during the holidays, I think I was always trying to make it work for everyone, but doing all that didn't exactly put me in the holiday spirit.
Oh, I am so sorry, baby. I didn't know you felt like this.
It's okay. I didn't either. But I love you.
furrows brows.
And right now, I gotta go fix his Christmas Eve dinner.
Jasmine smiles. Mom nods.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Jasmine rushes off. Her mother shakes her head with a frown. Sunlight streams down on city streets in the morning. Caleb works at his desk, then stands up and approaches his front door. He looks through the peephole, then opens it. Jasmine barges in.
Okay, so I think I have a solution for this whole Sam thing.
Is that right?
Yeah, what's this?
Just a project I'm working on. Yeah, and this is a classic armoire from the 30s that I refinished.
So you, restore and design.
Yeah, I mean, carpentry has deep roots in this neighborhood. If you look around, you see it everywhere. Restored facades, at church, people's homes. I admire the craft and I feel like I'm, I don't know, a part of a tradition.
She shakes head.
What?
No, it's, that's beautiful.
Thank you. So, about Sam.
Yeah. Grab your vest. And where's your decorations? Come on, let's go. Come on.
Oh.
Go.
Caleb follows behind her.
Did you or did you not say that my food was good enough for Jamboree?
I did.
Yeah, and you also agree that Mama Bell's lottery system was undemocratic, right?
I did, but that was before I knew of the long-standing and fair tradition, and then you went on social media demanding change.
Yeah, and everybody seems to agree with me.
But it's too late to do anything about it this year, so why don't you delete your post, say you're sorry, and say you made a mistake?
That's not gonna happen.
Text, I have nearly 100,000 followers on social networks, and if you don't back down, I will publish a scathing review. She squints eyes. Text, 100,000? She smiles. He turns away and shakes his head. She turns to Caleb.
Didn't know you speak French.
Something I picked up.
What'd you say to him?
I told him I had a couple 100,000 followers on social media, and if he didn't back down, I would post his scathing review.
You have that many followers?
I may have added a couple zeros.
Nice.
They walk down the street.
And this, my dear, is our signature chicken and waffles with some vegan greens on the side.
You don't have to tell me, Patrice. I've been eating it my whole life.
Enjoy.
Okay, I will again.
Teresa and Mama Belle grin.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What is going on here?
I think that Sam has started a movement.
We just got back from Sam's. He said he would retract his statement and apologize.
But maybe he has a point. I mean, all these chefs want is a chance to serve Christmas Eve dinner.
But
if the people want to change it up, maybe we should listen.
But no.
And now, since you are in charge, you have a lot of food to try.
Me?
Here, my dear. Have a seat.
Sit. Okay?
Jasmine sits down.
Let's go, King.
Well, where are you going?
You're on your own on this one.
No. No. Caleb. Hey!
Caleb walks inside with Mama Belle.
Hi. Okay. Thank you.
She accepts food samples.
Next.
Text, Winter Wonderland Fashion Bash.
Well, y'all, it's the Winter Wonderland Fashion Bash! That's what I'm talking about. We got a lovely show for you tonight. Are y'all ready to get this party started? Because I want y'all to get ready for these fashions. Come on up in here. Let's get this started. Now, y'all not ready for this one. We got this lovely looking. Look at this gentleman right here in this old suit. Looking all good. Now, ladies, calm it down now.
Jasmine and her father in back.
Daddy.
What? What's that look of surprise for? I'm not handsome enough to be a model.
No, you are.
You know, your mom said you're still a little upset. Can we find some time to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot on my plate, Dad.
Jazz, I want you to think about whether or not you're too busy to have a conversation, or whether or not you're making yourself too busy so you don't have to have one.
Yeah, this is a local designer, our local designer, Earl Shep, who did this right here. I know, yeah, you look good. Earl did you right.
Thomas, you're up next.
Well, let's see.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
He runs hand down his red plaid suit and leaves. Jasmine grins.
Here we go.
Oh, right now, looking sharp up in here. Hey, hey, come on, give it to him.
I really hope he doesn't do the bomb.
All right, y'all, let's give a... Oh.
He opens suit and reveals silky interior lining. He begins to swirl his hips in the women's chair. He dances in a circle.
Oh, he's doing it. He's doing it. Yes, that's how he is.
Wait, hey. Oh,
he has got swag, Ace.
He shakes his hips and the audience nod and applaud.
The crowd just seems to be eating it up. He's making sure he does something different for everybody.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mama Belle makes a long strand of popcorn at the kitchen table. Jasmine enters with a bright smile.
I think I found a solution for the Christmas Eve dinner.
Don't tell me you're going to cook.
Oh, no.
Don't tell me I'm going to cook.
No. I think everyone should cook.
Like a potluck?
Not exactly, but it won't be a formal dinner either. It'll be a little something different for everyone.
I'm not following you, honey.
A block party with food trucks, food carts, vendors, and music. Everyone can go from station to station and eat whatever their hearts desire.
A Christmas Eve block party.
Bingo. It's festive. Everyone from the neighborhood is invited. All the local restaurants are included. It's a win-win.
A Christmas Eve dinner has been a jamboree tradition since before I can remember.
Has the poetry slam been a tradition for as long as you can remember?
No,
and the fashion show?
No. No, I mean, there have been updates throughout the years.
That's all I'm suggesting. An update. The people are asking for something new, so let's give it to them.
With food trucks and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
That could sound like fun.
Please, 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 Mama Belle. All I want for Christmas is a Christmas Eve block party.
Okay. You know I cannot resist that face.
She grins at her grandma.
Christmas Eve is around the corner. I mean, there's a lot to do. You're going to have to advertise, find music, get permits from the city. That's a lot to organize.
It's one thing I know how to do. It's how to make an org chart.
Jasmine shuffles off. Mama Belle's eyes widen.
What in the world is an org chart?
Jasmine hands out charts.
Okay, everyone. And I know another chart, but hear me out. With Mama Belle's blessing, we have decided to make a last-minute change to the final event of Jamboree.
Here we go again.
Be nice.
Instead of a formal Christmas Eve dinner, we are going to have a fun, entertaining, music-filled block party.
Okay, I like this plan already.
Okay.
But we only have 2 days to pull it off, and I need your help. So if you look at the charts...
Do you need tables? My uncle rents outdoor equipment for parties.
Propane heaters, I got you.
I've got some extra lumber. I can throw together a stage.
Yes.
I'm about to cry.
Okay, great. So all we need now is a playlist. I'll make it. And rent a sound system. And the last day, I think we just need permits, and that should be easy, right?
Nope.
But it's for our first annual Christmas Eve block party. The whole neighborhood's invited. You should come. Bring your family.
Next.
Great work. We'll do it again next week, okay? Hey, Jazz.
Hi. So glad I caught you, Coach.
Well, what brings you here?
I need permits for Jamboree. It's for our first annual Christmas Eve block party.
And I'm assuming you didn't file them 48 hours in advance like you're supposed to.
Nope.
But yeah, I realize that I am super late, but it's our closing event, and it's really focused on giving back to the neighborhood, celebrating Harlem. It's a party, and everyone's invited.
Well, it does sound like a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like an assist?
Please.
I got you.
Okay.
Both women smile.
Spread some of that love. Come on now.
In the morning, an inflatable snowman set up. A man and woman set a statue up beside a vendor booth. A man carts a Christmas tree across the street. Caleb hands tote of shiny pink ornaments to a woman as he unloads a truck. He picks up a miniature street lamp. A woman hangs a wreath on a red display rack. A person turns pretzels in a display case. The massive snowman holds up a green mitten with a wide smile.
Okay. Now you take that gift with you. You coming with me? You staying there? Okay. All right. Thank you. And you guys got that, so that's good. Hey, you're making quick work of this stage.
It's not exactly high-end carpentry, but it'll do the job.
She grins.
Everything's really coming together. Tomorrow's gonna be great.
I think it's just what the neighborhood needs. Thanks for taking the initiative.
Happy to help. Can I help here?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Let's just load it up in the bag, yeah?
Oh, come on. Let me do one. Oh, let me put my sheet. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
You can't say I never helped you.
Mm-hmm.
I carried all of this. All by myself, I carried it.
Yeah, you did.
So heavy.
She sets down purse. She runs fingers along the writing desk.
You like that piece, huh?
Yeah. It's nice. You should really sell those.
Where? At the store? I mean, we're already busting at the seams.
Oh, get a bigger store.
You mean a more expensive store?
No, I mean, I don't know, you never grow if you don't take risks.
Jackson Hardware Store has been in the same location since before I was born. My folks left it to me and Trini, and now that she's got a family, I just can't afford to take a risk like that.
Mm-hmm. But I hate to break it to you, that decision is kind of up to Katrina and her husband to make.
You see, my family is my life, Jazz.
I know that. That's a good thing. Your family's your life until you have a family of your own.
He furrows brows and nods.
What about a family of your own?
Okay. Okay. Caleb, all I'm saying is I think that you're amazing. And I think that you're too talented not to invest in yourself.
You know who's amazing? You.
He grins.
I mean, how long have you been back? A week? You walk around here like you think you know what's best for everyone? You got everyone jumping through hoops for your big block party because you think it's what they want?
It is what they want.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Okay. You left Harlem a long time ago, Jasmine. What makes you so confident you know?
She purses lips, then pauses, eyes wide. He looks away, then down.
I think I'm gonna go.
She grabs her purse and leaves his apartment.
Jazz,
She leaves without a second glance back to him. He shakes his head with a frown. She walks alone outside in her black outfit with white trench coat. She frowns as her gold hoop earrings sway side to side with each step. She approaches the ornate black doors to Mama Belle's house and opens one. She shuts it behind her, then opens her black purse on a gold chain as Mama Belle descends the stairs.
I've seen that sad face before. Anything wrong with Jamboree?
No, it's actually gonna be really great.
Mama Belle takes the final step with her cane.
Is there something you want to talk about?
Maybe later.
She nods.
Okay.
Mama Belle embraces Jasmine in the entryway.
Night.
Good night, baby.
And please sit down, Mama Belle.
She nods.
Don't worry about me.
Jasmine ascends the stairs.
Do you need a hand?
I got it. There's just not enough room for everything.
She holds her stomach.
And I just argue with Jasmine. She thinks we need a bigger space.
I think that's a great idea.
He furrows brows.
We need to upgrade. We are getting deliveries every day. We have nowhere to put anything. And if we had a bigger space, you could sell your designs.
I just don't think it's a good idea. Okay, you already got two kids and another one on the way.
Listen, little brother, it is not your job to take care of me. I love that you're concerned for us. I do, but not at the expense of your own dreams. Mom and Dad didn't leave us this store so we could get stuck here. They left it to us so we could grow it, build it, have an opportunity for more.
She tilts her head to the side.
Think about it.
She grabs his head and plants a big kiss on his forehead. He winces, arms crossed with a frown. He thumps his fist against a cardboard box beside him. In the morning, Jasmine sits in chair beside the window in her bedroom. She rests her chin on her knuckles with a frown. Her mom enters.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Mom.
But it's a big day. It's a Christmas Eve block party.
You and Dad are a pair.
Yeah, only I make my air bumps real.
Her mother furrows her brows.
You know, Mama told me you went to bed blue. I was hoping that you'd wake up feeling different.
Jasmine looks away.
It's Caleb, isn't it? Oh, no, you can't fool me. You used to have that exact same look when you two fought in middle school. And high school. Elementary, too, if I'm really reflective. You know why you get so upset when you two fight?
Yeah.
Because you love him.
Jasmine looks down with frown.
Caleb said something to me at dinner the other night. It really stuck. Fight or flight. Running came natural to me. Shuffling between three households. Constantly trying to escape the arguments, the uncertainty. Trying to get me safe. Allowed me to catch my breath, but I'm tired.
She shakes head.
I don't want to do it anymore. But I also don't know how not to do it.
Jasmine winces. Her mom shakes her head.
Jasmine, I am very sorry that we put you through that.
Shakes head.
You know, we believed we were doing the best we could at the time. We didn't want you to learn how to fight. We wanted you to learn how to love. And we thought the best way to do that was separately on our own. What we didn't know is that it would end up making you more ready to leave people and situations before you could get attached or invested to see things through. But the great news is that each day is a fresh start. You know, we can move forward and we can heal. That's how your dad and I ended up where we are now.
Jasmine reaches out for her mother's hand.
Thanks, Mom.
Her mom stands and embraces Jasmine. Jasmine smiles in her embrace. Jasmine's mom pets Jasmine's hair.
Okay.
They bump hips, then go in for a second hug. Mama Belle decorates.
Ooh, baby girl, it looks like you're ready to have some fun.
Thank you. And you too, Mama Belle, are you ready to finally get out of the house?
You betcha. And look, I'm doing it in style.
Decorated boot.
That's nice.
Yeah, your mom brought it over. I've been doing my stretches and working with my cane a little bit better every day, so.
Oh, let me help you. Sounds like you're going to be right back to normal very, very soon.
Yeah. And how about you? Did you work out everything that was bothering you before?
Yeah. Mom came to talk to me.
You know, since your parents are trying to work things out, your mother is actually finding a little more balance in her life.
Uh-oh. Next thing you're going to tell me she's going to be front row in your yoga class?
It will happen. You mark my words. I bought her a yoga mat for a Secret Santa, and that's a start.
Secret Santa? I completely forgot. No, I think it will be okay. Because between the local artists and all the vendors, I think I'd be able to find the perfect gift at the block party.
Well, let's get a move on.
Let's go. I've
been holding my appetite, and I can't do that much longer.
Harlem poster on the wall beside the Christmas tree. Jasmine's mom and dad outside.
What? Where is everyone? What the heck?
Santa on phone.
Mom, hey, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Hey.
You know, I thought there'd be a bigger turnout. It's not even that cold.
Well, give us some time. The people are gonna come.
I'm gonna play some music.
Shuffles off.
Now that's a good idea.
Her mom and dad follow. Jasmine thumps music equipment.
Hey, I talk about you both so much. It is so great to have you finally meet. Jasmine, Kwame, Jasmine.
Hi, Kwame. I'm so happy to finally meet you.
You too. And I see you're having a problem with the sound system.
Are the speakers blown?
Yeah.
I have speakers at home.
Of course you do, because you're a DJ, and that's what you do. And I might ask you for a little favor. I'm being very conservative when I say little. So I made a playlist, right? And I was going to plug it into the speaker system, but even with a working speaker system, I don't think there's anything that I could do.
Say no more. Let me run home and get my gear. Babe, you want to tag team with me on this?
Wouldn't have it any other way. Watch the kids.
Yeah, on it.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Y'all go play some basketball. I'll be right over there. All right. See you on a bit.
The kids run off. Caleb smiles at them as they go. Jasmine continues to try to get the music to play.
So are we going to talk, or are you going to give me the silent treatment?
We're talking. I'm good. We're good.
All right.
She nods.
Yeah.
Hey.
Bumps her shoulder.
We had a fight, okay? So what? It's not the end of the world.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said...
No, I'm sorry. I was out of line.
And you were right.
He looks away.
I want you to know that Trinity and I talked, and we're exploring options about expanding the store.
Nah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Come on.
She tightly embraces him.
Caleb, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, I gotta run in the house and put my face on, but you can finish up out here. Yeah.
Kids walk through the streets with fistfuls of red tickets. They gather.
It's DJ Kwame holding it down for our first annual Christmas Eve block party. How y'all feel out there?
Come on. Y'all can do better than that.
How y'all feel?
Claps.
Time to set it up.
Boys play a basketball carnival game on a bell. Her daughter and son-in-law, and another woman gather on the steps of the house to watch. Jasmine and Caleb dance together.
They look happy together, don't they?
What's not to be happy about?
He wraps his arm around her. She leans into his lap with a smile. Everyone mingles and dances together. Santa Claus dances with a girl. Jasmine at a vendor booth.
Is it beautiful? But I'm looking for a little something specific.
Kids throw basketballs. Everyone dances in the crowded streets. Two women seated on the porch laugh and enjoy the scene. Caleb and Jasmine hold hands and dance together. Mama Belle's smile fades as she glares at the two of them as they dance.
Excuse me, Gregory Hines, Debbie Allen.
Jasmine spins Mama Belle as she joins in.
Can I steal you for a moment?
Okay.
Jamon nods. Okay. Caleb smiles as the two women walk off.
Well, why are you bringing me all the way over here?
It has been amazing having you here.
It's been amazing being here.
And you promised that you were going to do a fantastic job chairing Christmas Jamboree. And you have done that.
Thank you.
And tomorrow's Christmas Day. And the day after that is the day after that. What are your plans?
Jasmine looks up.
I am...
You know, I've loved you.
Mama Belle smiles.
And I have missed you. But more importantly, I do not want to see cycles repeated.
They watch Jasmine's mom and dad dance and bump hips.
Caleb is a good man. Don't lead him on if you're not planning to stay. He deserves better than that.
She glares at her granddaughter as Caleb dances with niece and nephew.
I understand.
You did a fantastic job.
Mama Belle caresses Jasmine's cheek and shoulder, then steps away.
Right, I'll see ya.
Caleb runs over to Jasmine.
Oh, wow.
He spins in a dance.
Ready to get back on the floor?
He extends hand. She pauses with a smile.
It's been a long night.
Yeah?
It's a great night. It's a great night. But a long night. And, you know, these shoes, I gotta take them off. So I think...
Her gaze flicks away.
I think I might turn in.
And the project is over. Is this your way of cleaning up loose ends? Right. Okay. I know you prefer clean breaks.
Wait, Caleb?
He turns back to her, brows raised. She smiles.
Tomorrow's Christmas. Can we just enjoy it? Together. I don't want to fight.
I'm not going to fight.
He nods, then shakes head as they stand together. She gently punches his chest.
Till tomorrow.
Yeah.
She walks past him and up the stairs to Mama Belle's apartment. He watches her ascend with brows raised.
Lady takes flight. Again. Merry Christmas.
In the morning, Jasmine looks out the first floor window as snow falls outside. She stands in living room with arms crossed. Stockings hang from the fireplace mantle.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, baby girl!
It is so good to see my little girl on a Christmas morning again.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Mama Belle glares at her daughter.
You think it's time?
I do.
For what?
For the family mac and cheese recipe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now rule number one.
Okay.
Relax.
All right.
Because we're cooking with love, so nothing but fun. Oh, and rule number two. A spatula can be used to mix, but it can also be used as a microphone if a karaoke vibe gets you. I'm just saying.
Okay. Wait. You can't forget about rule number three. You can't just eat anybody's mac and cheese.
Oh, no, that's right for our amen.
That's
right
a double amen.
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 Amen. Jasmine's mother grates cheddar cheese as Mama Belle opens a can. The women laugh in slow motion as they cook together. One pours noodles into pot of boiling water as another crumbles cheese. Mom and Belle pours milk over the cheese in the casserole dish. Jasmine grins as her mother holds a wooden spoon as if a microphone. Mama Belle puts the mac and cheese in the oven, then claps. Her daughter wipes down the counters as the dish cooks. Jasmine in the living room. She squats down and picks up golden sack on the shelf. She leafs through the names. Each one says Caleb.
I knew it.
What are you doing over there?
Nothing. Just,
puts it back and stands.
Just, you know.
She hugs Mama Belle from behind.
I love you too.
Oh, no, I'm jealous. What's that for?
You get some tail.
Oh.
She hugs her mother from behind as well.
This is good. This is good. This is everything. Mama Belle, something that you should know.
Wrings her hands.
I was offered a job at my company. Vice President of North America.
Oh, now that sounds like a promotion.
It is. It's only that I'd be based here in New York. I'd still travel, just not as much.
Their eyes widen.
And?
Yes, I'm gonna take the position.
Oh, love. That is the best Christmas present you could ever give me.
I am so happy too, baby girl.
Mama Belle shakes Jasmine by the shoulders with a grin.
But Jazz, I want you to know I know what you're doing. You're trying to upstage my secret Santa. No.
Mama Belle kisses her. Outside of the apartment. Inside, several colorful stockings hang over the lit fireplace beside Christmas tree. Numerous gifts wrapped below the tree. Jasmine's father picks up one and shakes it beside his ear as Jasmine sneaks in.
Hey, Daddy.
Oh, hey, Jazz. I was just checking to see if your mom got me socks like she used to. So how's it going in the kitchen?
Good. It's great, actually. It's almost done.
You know this day means a lot to your mom and me.
Me too.
You know, it's been a long time since the family spent Christmas together. You haven't done that since you was a little girl.
Oh, I know.
I'm sorry about that, Jazz. I mean, I really am. But we thought...
Shakes his head.
Well, we thought it was the best thing for you.
Hey, no more apologies. You did the best you could. We all did. And I turned out okay, right?
You turned out perfect. Come here, give me a hug.
Embrace.
I love you.
I love you too. Now let's open this.
Oh, yeah.
He opens the door as Caleb comes in. The two men embrace with bright smiles.
Walking around like you got a secret in the whole world.
Caleb's sister embraces her father, then Jasmine. Everyone walks in.
Hey, you think we can talk for a little?
Maybe later?
Jasmine nods. Caleb hands coat and scarf to Jasmine's father. Jasmine's mother carries mac and cheese to the kitchen table set with mashed potatoes, sweet potato casserole, salad and other trimmings. Everyone sits down at the family table except Mama Belle.
I did do that.
I just have to tell everyone that there is nothing that makes me happier than Christmas dinner. It's a very special time of year when we get to spend time with the people we love most. And this Christmas is even more special. My daughter has rediscovered love.
She grins.
And my granddaughter, my baby girl, is finally home. For good, y'all.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can we talk?
I don't know. I'm kind of liking the group vibe right now. You around later?
Yeah. Let's bow our heads.
Everyone folds their hands and lowers their heads for the mealtime prayer. Jasmine holds the drummer boy in her gloved hands as she sits on the stoop.
Merry Christmas!
A couple walk past. Caleb emerges.
There you are.
And here you are.
So what's this about you coming home for good?
He sits.
I just decided it was time to come back home to the neighborhood.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's too many reasons to say them all.
Try it.
He smiles.
It's family. Mostly.
She nods.
I'm friends.
He grins and looks down. She holds out a gift.
What's this?
You were my secret Santa.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hope you didn't spend a fortune.
Well, it's better than a red starburst. Open it.
He grins and unwraps the gift.
What you got for me? What you got for me?
A glossy mistletoe ornament on a red ribbon.
This time you don't have to carry it around in your pocket all the time.
No?
She shakes her head.
Trini told you.
The two of them look up as snow falls upon them. They both grin. Caleb leans in for a kiss. She kisses him back as she squeezes on his arm.
Merry Christmas, drummer boy.
Merry Christmas, Ace.
They both smile, then continue to kiss as snow piles up on the sides of the walkway.
Oh, man. Merry Christmas.
A person walks past.